The bailout legislation included a special provision for two existing education tax breaks called the HOPE credit and the Lifetime Learning credit. If a freshman or sophomore student's going to a college inside a county declared a disaster area between May 20th and August 1st of this year, they can apply for twice the normal amount. Sarah Turner's with the National Association of Tax Professionals based in Appleton.
With both of them, they are tax credits, so they reduce your tax bill dollar for dollar, so they're better than a deduction. The normal HOPE credit, the maximum is $1,800 per year. For students that are in disaster area, it is $3,600. So that's shaving $3,600 off your tax bill. For the lifetime learning, what would normally be a $2,000 maximum credit is $4,000 maximum credit.
Turner says this provision is for both 2008 and 2009, and people can opt for it when they file their federal tax forms in a few months.
Another provision that makes this a better deal is the fact that the credit is based on your qualified expenses. Normally, it would not include your room and board and books, but for the purposes of this credit for the Midwestern disaster people, that does get included, so you have more qualified expenses to base that credit on.
30 counties in Wisconsin were declared disaster areas this summer after heavy floods and storms ravaged the state in June. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.